Cape Talk.
The US Report with Adrian Broon.
Adrian Broon, all the way from Manhattan, New York, for our US Report. A very good morning to you. And Adrian, we are sort of watching everything. And at the moment, Texas 2018 is there. It's a tight Senate race in Florida and Texas. Are you going to run us through the United States elections and the midterm elections happening there today?
Yeah, hi, Zane. President Donald Trump wrapped up his whistle-stop tour of key battlegrounds yesterday as both parties went head-to-head for an election day that's being seen as a referendum on his presidency. Up for grabs in the most expensive midterms in U.S. history are all 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 gubernatorial posts. Democrats are still hoping to reclaim the House when Republicans appear poised to keep the Senate. Right now, all of them are really too close to call. I'm watching the results sort of come in right now. For example, the House is 69-70 with a margin of error plus or minus 3, and the Senate is 35-45. That's the higher House of Parliament. So the Democrats are not making any gains so far in the Senate, and it's a squeaker in the House of Representatives. As far as the governor's race in Georgia goes, Brian Kemp, who is the Secretary of State, he's Republican running against Stacey Abrams, and if elected, she would be the first black governor in the history of the United States. But right now she's behind by about 12 percentage points. That could change at any time because, again, the polls, it's still too early. Not everything is counted yet. But I have for you a clip of Trump, his closing remarks before the midterm elections. Tried to sway voters on Monday during his final rally on the eve of the midterm. And this is him this is Trump in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
If Democrats gain power on Tuesday, one of their very first projects will be a socialist takeover of American health care. You know what's happening, and your taxes are going to triple, maybe quadruple. As we speak, Democrats are openly encouraging millions of illegal aliens to break our laws and violate our borders. And they want to sign them up for free welfare, free health care, free education, and most importantly, they want to give them the right to vote. I can't imagine why. Democrats' immigration policies are extreme, dangerous, reckless, and insane. They support catch and release. They want to free criminal aliens. They want no protections for American workers and taxpayers. And they want totally open borders, which means crime will pour into our country.
So, meanwhile, Zane, just before the voting networks pulled a quote-unquote racist Trump campaign ad that depicted convicted murderer and twice deported undocumented Mexican immigrant Luis Bracamontes alongside images of Latin American migrants, and that drew comparisons to George H.W. Bush's infamous 1988 Willie Horton spot that was widely condemned. CNN refused to air it, while NBC and Fox pulled it. Facebook allowed it to be posted, but barred the paid distribution. President Trump downplayed the controversy, saying, quote, a lot of things are offensive, unquote.
And we look at Iran's sanctions. President Hassan Rouhani pledged his country would sort of proudly break those measures.
President Hassan Rouhani of Iran pledged his country would proudly break the measures against Iran's oil, shipping, and financial sectors after they officially resumed on Monday following Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear agreement earlier this year. To keep global oil prices stable, eight countries which reportedly include top exporters China, Turkey, and Japan, have been granted temporary exemptions from the sanctions. Meanwhile, thousands of Iranians chanted death to America at a Tehran rally again on Monday that marked the anniversary of the seizure of the U.S. Embassy during the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
And also on the news front coming out of the United States this morning from Manhattan in New York with Adrian Bruni is the fact that the El Chapo trial begins.
Yeah, that's sort of an interesting one here. Joaquin Guzman stands accused of dozens of murders as well as smuggling 200 tons of cocaine into the U.S. during his 20-year career. After escaping prison twice in Mexico, the notorious cartel boss known as El Chapo was extradited in 2017, and he will be tried, or he's being tried, by a federal court in New York City, where jury selection began on Monday. Prosecutors claim two of his sons retain control over his drug empire and have expressed concerns about witness safety. Meanwhile, Guzman's lawyer told papers here that he's prepared to cast his client as more legitimate than the witnesses against him. So that's the strategy on that end.
And that's Adrian Bruni with the stories out of New York, and I think watching very, very closely what's happening in the midterm elections. The screens are full of it, and I think this is also an indication of where things are heading forward. And Trump was elected 2 years ago, so these are the midterm elections in the United States. And definitely whatever happens there politically will affect not only the United States, but the entire world. So, yeah, that's our update with Adrian Bruni.